Ma'rifat Asur, the knowing of the secret. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Maybe someone has said to you, there are many religions. But no, there is only one religion, the religion of love, the religion of mercy, the religion of politeness. When you find this religion, then come and follow this religion. If he can see the light from the darkness, he must follow the light. But when he sees a light and comes closer to the light, the way becomes clearer. The light is the religion that does not make a difference between anyone. It does not make a difference between black and white or men and women. The religion is only to give love and to mercy to everyone and to give them what they need. This is the religion of God. He wants everyone to be Moses, to be Abraham, and at the same time to be Noah and Jesus and Muhammad, and to carry all the prophets in his heart. This is the true religion and the only religion. All students of this religion live in all the stations of the prophets at any time. They are the sons of the truth and the mothers of the truth. Where is this son coming from? He comes from his father, but his true father. All the creation is a reflection of God from Adam to now. If he made a son, a mother, and a father, then there would be numbers. But on the inside, there are no numbers. There is no thing, only God. Everything returns to the place of its birth. I hope everyone can carry all the qualities of God. In the beginning, God said to the angels, pray for Adam. The angels did not pray for Adam really, but prayed for the qualities of Adam because these were the qualities of God. He has given you the same qualities to know yourself. Oh, my sons and my daughters, you have everything. But open your heart to see the meaning. Know why he made you. Know why you are in this created world. You are here only to carry the message, his message of love and peace. Be the love. Why do you lose time? Why do you wait? Come, come to him. He sends the voice of the guide to give you the meaning of the love. Come to him and listen to what he says. But you cannot hear his words if you do not change your ear to listen from your heart. If you find that your heart is clean, then you will have everything you want. Clean your heart for the presence of God. He wants to dwell in your heart. You must clean your heart of everything for it to be the holy house for your beloved God. After that, what could you want? You have everything. Your house is like the sky, and you have seven skies. You are the king. You are everything. But know what I mean. You are the greatest story and the greatest mountain, the highest mountain. You are more than the Mount of Olives. All of creation came from you. Because of his love for you, he made everything. Why do you not love him? If he did not love you, he would not have made you. But he wants you to see him in everything, to know him. You are the mirror of God. This mirror cannot do anything by itself. Follow and walk and give yourself to him. Give if you have anything to give, and clean yourself of every quality so that there is no difference between you and him, to be one with him in the end. This is the path of love. When he says, give yourself to me, he wants you to give your body, heart, and soul to him, to take everything from him because he wants you to be his mirror, reflecting only his qualities. You are the greatest if you know yourself. You are the secret. It is necessary for you to write and to read and to understand every subject, to come to God with a clean heart and to help those who need help and to give love. Be courteous with everyone that you meet because when you speak with politeness, you are being polite with yourself. When you are polite with yourself, you are being polite with God. Stay at the top of politeness all your time. Then you will be living in the heart of God in a holy house that has no walls, no beginning, and no end. You have returned to him. You are from him and you return to him. He has taken you from the darkness to the light to live in his heart. He has returned you to your place of birth. But know where you came from. When you know, you will live in the garden. Do not wait until you die to know his truth. Then you have lost your time. I hope for everyone to live now in the garden of the soul, to know the truth of himself now, not when he dies. If he does not die now, he will not reach. It is necessary to die twice and to be born twice. First he is born into the world, and then his soul needs to be born again to wake up to the truth of God. How is he born? When he begins to know God. He is then born many times a day. Each day he changes and understands more of the holy meaning, and he is born many times each day. He understands more and more of himself and says, how did I live before? Why did I lose my time? But know, my sons and daughters, if God wants anyone, he can bring him from any place, from any country, when his time comes. If he wants anyone, he sends the order for him to come to live in his heart. And if he listens, then he is beginning to live. The student is like a fish. When he is inside the net, he cannot go outside. This is the holy net of God. He wants every student to be a special servant for him. He wants to be a slave for the student. The guide wants everyone to be a slave for God, not more. If he can reach to be a slave, this is what he wants. Then he will understand every word that is said to him in the contents of every book. He will not need anything. If he walks the straight path of the real religion, he can reach. You hear many people say, I am a Christian, or I am a Muslim, or I am a Jew. And he follows his way and he prays, but then he leaves his prayer and he does not give love to his brothers and sisters, but lives in the world making differences between the people and not seeing God in the face of every human being. This is not the way of the love. This is not the way of the religion of the peace and the mercy. Everyone knows something about the love, but does not live in it in his life. In this way, you can take all the love in your hand, and you are the love. You are the love because you are the true picture of God. Once you understand and carry this love in your heart, you will be what this religion says, and you will send the message of love and peace and mercy to everyone you meet. This message is very holy. Many people want this message of love. All the world wants this message, and he wants you to carry this message to all the people who live in the darkness, to help them to see the light. They all want the peace and the love. Why do you waste your time? He will question you about all that you do. He is the judge. What do you say when he questions you? Do you answer him, I wasted my time? No, but you must help yourself first, and then you help another. Yes, everyone needs help. Everyone needs peace and love. The birds, the animals, the people, everything needs love. If you do not know the meaning of love, you have lost the meaning of life, because from this love you can see the true picture of God. If a person does not carry love in his heart, then he does not have the first understanding of God, and he has wasted his time. When you give love, you are loving God. He is the love and the mercy. See God in every face, in everything, and you will find peace in your heart. Know, my sons and my daughters, that when you remember the name of God, you are remembering yourself, not another, because there is no other. Only you. There is nothing. Only you and he, but know yourself. In the beginning, you meet many things. Sometimes you are in the Jalal, strong, and sometimes Jamal, beauty. But know that all these pictures are the face of your God. When you understand this, you will see everything from the eye in your heart, and then in the eye of your soul. And when this eye opens, oh, what can you see from this eye? Every secret. Thank God, because he has put you in the garden of his soul to walk freely in this garden. And after you know the meaning of this garden, you will stand face to face with the immediate presence of God, and then soul to soul. There is no soul, only his soul. This is a holy night. Yes, excuse me, he has spoken to you, but with my lips. These are the words of your God, not from me. I haven't anything to say, but he helps me and speaks with my lips. This is the language of the soul. Every word is from him to him. I haven't anything to say. I'm a poor slave for my God. Allah. Allah.